Yes, star 6 to mute yourself.
Sherry, we're set whenever you are.
Okay. I was tempted to say, is everyone ready, but then everyone is muted. So that would be a bit chaotic. I'm not going to ask that. I'm just going to hope that everyone is ready. And so if you would sit or lie back, make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes. Turn your attention to your breath. Starting, of course, with a couple of nice, long, deep, full breaths. And then as your breathing returns to normal, staying with the breath, feeling it as it enters your body, fills your body, and then leaves your body. Doing your best to keep all of your attention and awareness with breath. Taking a few moments to be with your body, in your body, and noticing how that feels. Just breathing. Just breathing and noticing. And as you're breathing and noticing, without going up into your head, just begin to allow to arise in conscious, compassionate awareness, some images of how you've been with your body in the past. How have you been with your body? How would you characterize your relationship with your body in terms of what you've eaten? Your diet and nutrition? Fitness? What you've done to stay healthy. How you've taken care of your body through rest, sleep, relaxation. Awareness practice. Just let those images arise. little snapshots of the relationship you've had with your body. Are there ways that you've pushed your body beyond its limits to perform for you? Have you allowed conditioned mind to use and abuse your body for its benefit? You let conditioning define the standards of perfection that your body should meet, how it looks, what it does, how it should be. Again, just letting the images arise. Let those insights drop in. And when you feel ready, turn your attention back to your breath. Feel your body breathing. Gently open your eyes. And jot down a few notes about what you saw. If someone needs a little more time, would you unmute and let me know, please? Okay, I'm going to take that as though we're ready. So if you would close your eyes once again, return to your breath. Maybe feeling some echoes in your body from what you've just been seeing. So once again, without going up into conditioned mind for information, but just allowing this to arise in conscious compassionate awareness, would you be open, allowing your body to describe to you its experience of how you have been with it? What does it want you to know? What does it want to tell you? And when you feel like you've received that information, gently open your eyes and once again jot down a few notes about what you heard and what you saw. And now here's your assignment. Take your journal and recorder and record your insights from this exercise. Let yourself become aware of the ways conditioning has controlled your relationship with your body, harmful behaviors it talks you into indulging, how it separates you from your body, how it uses your body against you, and how it keeps you from listening to your body's intelligence. So draw a picture of your body, and then write in on that picture of your body where and how the body registers and feels the effects of conditioning's control. So on that picture of your body, write in where and how the body registers and feels the effects of conditioning's control. So maybe, you know places of stress and tension or extra weight or repeated injuries or lack of sleep or lack of muscle tone, whatever it is for you. All of the things that let you see how conditioning has controlled your relationship with your body, the harmful behaviors that it talks you into indulging that results in these conditions, how it separates you from your body, how it uses your body against you, and how it stops you from hearing, receiving, learning from your body's wisdom and intelligence. So record all your insights from this exercise. And then what happens next, Ashwini?
We join our groups to see what we saw from this at 11:45.
Okay. Back to the pod at 11:45?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Ashwini, is this when everyone else leaves the call and those few people who missed the early assignment will get it from you?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Sherry, we won't hear people leaving the call because we've unmuted that so that we don't hear a whole bunch of jingle jangle. So,
yes. And those people who are staying on will just unmute. Is that correct? Or you'll
correct.
Just give them the assignment?
I'll just give them the assignment.
Okay. All right. Thanks again.